Welcome to Dubai Dogs Diary, the podcast where we uncover authentic stories of medical experts relocating to Dubai to build rewarding careers. Our mission is to inspire doctors and guide them worldwide through the licensing and relocation process to the UAE by sharing real journeys from professionals across very different specialties and specifications. Today, I'm honored to welcome Dr. Jan Niklas Strickling, a qualified medical expert and cardiologist who has diverse backgrounds. And his journey in Dubai offers very individual and valuable insights for everybody who considers to have an exciting path like him. Dr. Jan will share actually motivational how he actually chose the career of a cardiologist, what were the challenges, and why he actually relocated to Dubai. Welcome, Dr. Jan.
Thanks for having me, Angela. Happy to be here.
Thank you for having time in your field calendar.
Yes,
I heard you're
definitely
just coming back from a very short night and a long working day.
Yes.
But that's a cardiologist's life, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly.
So
that's what I chose, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And that brings me right to the first question. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose the medical career and why this specialty?
Yeah, okay. Tough question at the beginning. Thank you. Yeah. So definitely, you know, to become a doctor is a lifetime decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To become a doctor is, you know, you need to be interested in physics. You need to be interested in scientific research. You need to be you need to learn responsibility. You need to learn empathy. It's not only the academic part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's a lot of knowledge you need to gain. There's a lot of knowledge you need to build up over the years of like studying medicine. But also it's not only the academic part. It's also to learn empathy, emotional aspect, and to learn responsibility as a doctor, because
mm-hmm.
you are at the end responsible for your patient, like a pilot in a plane who is responsible for his passengers. You are responsible for your patient and to keep him safe over whatever, like a surgery or any intervention or in a patient journey overall. Yeah, so this, you know, why to become a doctor? Sure, in school, you know, you're like biology, you have physics, you have math and like chemistry and so on. You learn how to interpret like scientific results. And when you are interested in pathways like this, yeah, of course, to become a doctor is a great choice. Still a great choice, and I never doubt that I did this choice to become a doctor, and at the end, to become a cardiologist as well.
Yeah. Mm, very interesting.
Yeah.
Already, obviously, as a young age, to be interested in school in this direction. So you studied in Germany. We both have the same home country.
Mm-hmm.
And where did you study, and why then cardiology?
Okay, yeah. So I studied in Münster.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in North Rhine-Westphalia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the most famous universities in Germany to study medicine. It's quite tough to get a place, to get seated and to study medicine. Even now they changed there. You need to have like medical tests in advance. You need to show that besides your good grades from school, you have skills to become a good doctor, because a lot of people are trying to get seated there. Yeah, the most important reason why I choose to become a doctor is maybe my family background. Already in my childhood, I went from hospital to hospital because my dad has a congenital heart failure and a congenital heart disease. And I noticed, okay, so I saw him on ICU with all the wires and so. And, you know, when you are young and you see how medicine is working, and that at the end everything went well, and medicine can help. Mm-hmm. Yeah, medicine can change the life of the patient, but will also change my life, because you know, growing up without a dad would be a major difference for me. Yeah, so my dad is still alive. Yeah,
wow, and, God bless you guys.
honestly, this is something what changed my life definitely, and maybe at the end changed my life in that way, my mind in that way, that I wanted to become a doctor and to help as well. And also I chose like cardiology. So also there are so many different specialties in medicine, but also I chose cardiology because I was so impressed by the stuff that a cardiologist can do. It's not only like taking care of any preventive stuff, like taking care of cardiovascular risks like diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, and so on, but also doing interventions that save lives at the end. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of these situations happened in the night. Yeah, I was called at 2:30 a.m. in the morning, and the doctor in charge shared an ECG. And so it's a severe heart attack. So I needed to wake up. Yeah, directly reached the hospital within 30 minutes, and stayed the whole night in the cath lab, saving a life at the end. Mm. Yeah, but you know, when you drive home, it's 6 a.m. Dubai is quite nice at 6 a.m. Yes. Yeah, roads are very clear. Yeah, and you drive home with the feeling you helped someone.
Wow.
Yeah, you saved a life. Yeah, sure, as a team. It's not only my work. Yeah, sure, we always work as a team. But this is an impressive feeling that you changed someone's life. Mm. Yeah, and even here, it's bit different to Germany. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when you exit the cath lab, it's like when you saw it in Grey's Anatomy. So the doctor will come out and all the family is waiting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the family is waiting, like 50 people are waiting in front of the cath lab. Yeah, and everyone is staring at you, and you notice how crucial and how difficult the situation is for each and everyone who's sitting in front of, and they are like taking care, they are worried about the health of the patient. And when you come out and inform them it's everything went well, he's safe and everything's good, then you get even hugged. Yeah, so it's impressive how grateful the patients are and the relatives are here. Yeah.
That must be the biggest motivation
to
work in your field. Yeah,
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. This is so hard. If I get goosebumps, then it's everything. It's true and resonating. Thank you. Yeah. So, Niklas, you said something that you mentioned. It's totally different to work here and in Germany. Mm-hmm. Would you let us a little bit know, first of all, how you make and why did you make this decision to relocate with full of your profession, not only visiting doctor, but you did went into the game with the full skin.
Yeah,
how and why?
Completely, yeah, exactly. So we relocated completely as a family. I have two kids, and we sold our house. So we sold everything in Germany, and relocated to Dubai completely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is the main reason? Honestly, I was working in the same place for about 12 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was what they call Leitender Oberarzt in Germany. So it is like a senior consultant compared to the grade here. And I was taking care of heart failure and device therapy. And it was at the end, I was the head of the department. But then there was an end reached. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So also, you know, working for 12 years in the same place, in some point then you need to place a decision. Is it something you want to continue for the rest of your life? Is it something you go to like a clinic, like a praxis in Germany, like a clinic, so that you are responsible for your own business, or to relocate? Or because, you know, since I'm doing medicine, since I'm a doctor, I try to change not only the patient's life. I was thinking, okay, it could be very interesting to work in a huge or great city, a metropole, and Dubai was definitely an option. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we came to Dubai, I think 3 years back now. At first, like for holiday, for mm-hmm. vacation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the family did enjoy. I did enjoy, and the lifestyle in Dubai is impressive. Yeah, mm-hmm. so in your free time, you can enjoy everything here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's nearly the safest city on earth. Yeah, so safety is a major aspect. Medicine as well. So there is a huge investment, yeah, in medicine, in like Western trained doctors as well. So actually, I'm working with the same medical stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. like echo machine is the same what we used in Germany. Mm-hmm. Our catheter machine is same. I use the same stents. I use the same catheters. I use same wires. So all the equipment is same. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you need someone who is trained mm-hmm. to use them. Use it, yeah, mm-hmm. to use it at the end. And this is like to work in such a vibrant city, yeah, is impressive, and I hope to grow in my personality as well. Because mm-hmm. when you come over, and we relocated 1 year ago, when you come over, no one is waiting for you. Mm. Honestly, no one is.
That must be a very pinch in the ice bather.
Exactly. So you start from zero. Yeah. Yeah? So sure, you have knowledge, and you have a great knowledge, a wide knowledge in your specialty, but you need to prove it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it doesn't mean nothing that you are a German trained doctor. You need mm-hmm. to prove that you are skilled. You need to prove that you have empathy. You need to prove that you follow the patient and that you care about the patient at the end. Yeah. So, but this will take maybe 6 months. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you will build up your patient base, because that one of the major differences I notice here is the relationship doctor to patient.
Patient is enormous.
Yeah. So it's like they are sticked to the doctor. So whenever they find a doctor they will trust, whenever they find the doctor they think he has a huge knowledge, they will stay with this doctor for the rest of their life. Yeah.
There's a big loyalty towards
exactly,
the doctor.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Also, there is the will that even to share like WhatsApp numbers. Mm. Yeah. And the doctor can be contacted, is reachable anytime. This is something, yes, it happens even in nighttime, but the patient, they will respect that when I'm not on call, that they need to wait for the next day to have an answer. Yeah.
Very good.
Otherwise, but you know, this is a huge difference. I remember no patient, honestly, in Germany, contacting me via WhatsApp. Mm. Yeah.
And being grateful at the same time.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Mm. Exactly. Yeah.
Niklas, you said from the work environment, it's very different somehow, with the equipment. Mm. But let me go a little bit before that. When you did the decision, house selling, car selling, telling maybe not immediate your inner circle, but eventually you had to prepare something. And we all know there is a licensing process involved. Yeah. Did you do it by yourself, or did you had some guidance, and how it came, and how long did it take you?
Mm-hmm, okay, so definitely one of the major and crucial parts to relocate to Dubai is at first to have the license, because I have family, and you know, it's not possible to relocate and then taking care about the license after. So you should start in Germany to take care about the license, because there are so many different processes and so many different areas where you need to work on. Yeah, medical license here in Dubai, I thought it's much easier than it was at the end. It took around 1.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. In the beginning, I had some guidance. Yeah, but this person failed at the end. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I did it on my own at the end. I know there are some like companies, and you're doing that stuff as well. So to support doctors who want to relocate, because it is a very tough process, and there are a lot of steps. And when you do the wrong step in the wrong time, you can fail. Yeah definitely.
You can also not actually get yourself exempted from any exam if you don't put this smart in. And that's the major reason why some people who have their offices in India or relocate or delegate the process of the verification that they don't know the system in Germany and or maybe as well in UAE. And then comes different things together, makes a whole easy case, obviously, which is already difficult, but yet manageable. But if you don't know the system, then you will have a big runaround and put yourself in a position where you maybe also take a loss of your crate of knowledge. Yeah, you are not being a consultant while you could have when you only be rated as a specialist. You said that you had somebody in the beginning. How would you think you figure out who is a quality guidance for you to have this whole workload maybe to take over or delegate it to an agency or to somebody like us who's guiding with the whole process? Okay.
So for me, as I started to inform myself about like how to relocate, I found this person on social media, and at the beginning I trusted, because you know, we had some Zoom calls, and it seems to be easy, but at the end it wasn't, honestly, because it was like, you need to go this pathway, and I will show you the pathway, but each step you need to take on your own. But this doesn't work, but because in each step you need guidance. So you cannot tell me, okay, that's the road you need to take, and then leave me without a car. And this is a far away goal you need to reach. So, and it's not only authorities like Dataflow or DHA here in Dubai, it's also the German authorities who are not like answering questions from Dataflow, one of the major points where I noticed I need to do it on my own was I saw that a lot of queries were coming in, and they were left unanswered by this person. So I realized, okay, every document you achieve in Germany needs to be like certified by the authority. And there needs to be another certification of the upper authority, what is Bundesamt für Auswärtige Angelegenheiten. So you will not know if you're not taking care on your own. And at the end, nowadays I have three different licenses because I started as an internal medicine consultant. And
that's the outcome of it.
That's the outcome. Wow. Maybe it took that long because I have three licenses now. I'm consultant for internal medicine, consultant for cardiology, and specialist for interventional cardiology.
Wow.
So in Germany, I have two Facharzttitel, what is in internal medicine and cardiology. But here, for interventional cardiology, you need to have a special license add-on. It's different to Germany.
To understand the both systems, it's on its own. It's actually okay. It's already a major work, but it is to connect both of them, that they communicate with each other on a successful base. And that's something I'm very grateful that also you support us as an ambassador to guide doctors as well with the specification question in the medical field. So tell us a little bit about how is it working as a cardiologist here in Dubai?
Okay.
You said you're coming back from work or was called. That's not much different from Germany, right? What is the major difference, is what you think?
Okay. At the beginning, I told you already, so it is my work is divided into two parts. One part is the non-interventional cardiology part, one is the interventional cardiology part. So non-interventional cardiology means like a lot of preventive work. And this is something what is made a crucial difference to Germany, because mm-hmm. in Germany I thought, okay, because of the higher average age, we are running behind any disease. Mm-hmm. Here we have a much less average age, and a lot of people here are interested in preventive medicine. Mm-hmm. So they want to have a cardiac checkup, like a treadmill test or echocardiogram and so on. So we are ahead, at least one or two steps mm-hmm. ahead of a disease. And to catch a disease in an early stage makes sense. It's very like good. A cancer. Yeah. Yeah. So when you catch it early, you can treat it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you go for preventive medicine, it's the best, because you know you can avoid what happens maybe in 10 or 20 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's about like treating cardiovascular risks and doing echoes, interpretation of ECG and stress tests. So this is like same as in Germany. So the procedure itself, but when to perform is the major difference. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing like preventive and health checkups in patients like 30 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, most likely it will come out clear, but still we have, it's like a filter, right? Mm. Still we have some patients, they have some results, some abnormal results, and we need to go on.
Help them then to get the guidance of
exactly.
preventing everything.
Of course, So, and even when it's just like a high blood pressure reading, so we guide them, maybe it's only dietary, it's only like a lifestyle change, like high cholesterol and so on. But this is something, when we act now, we can prevent these patients from having a heart attack in 10 or 20 years. Yeah. Right. So that's the non-interventional part. The interventional part here, for me as an interventional cardiologist, it's different in a negative way. Mm. Yeah. The negative way is the amount and the number of cases you're doing, because again, of the lower average age, I'm doing much less interventional cases compared to Germany. So I remember like doing 10, 15 cases a day in Germany, and this is something that happens in a month. Uh-huh. Yeah. And, but also these cases are different. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because the youngest person I treated with a heart attack was 28 years old.
No way.
28.
Wow.
Yeah. So
here in Dubai.
Wow. Here in Dubai. And there is one ethnicity what is under major risk. Mm. What is Indian, Pakistan. Mm. This area is under major risk. And most likely it's genetics. It is lifestyle. It is like metabolic syndrome. Stressful jobs, definitely. Mm. Yeah. Stress overall is a major trigger in cardiovascular disease. And even here in Dubai, I just recently saw a reel where you see the world outside Dubai is turning like this, and inside Dubai is like this, and it's true.
It's true. You can bend time here. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and so stressful jobs are a major trigger, and therefore these ethnicities like under my special control, honestly, because they are under risk. And there are some tests where we also can test for genetically high cholesterol, for example.
Very good.
And this belongs to my like standard procedures. No one else is doing this. But this makes sense to search
very
for something
much.
Like this.
Jan, I saw a lot of keynotes from you regarding AI. Mm-hmm. How is that something that you find, especially in Dubai, to work with on this technology level that I think it's advanced? Tell us a bit more about
it. Yeah, okay. So to use AI, overall, we are using AI daily on a daily basis, but to use AI in cardiology makes sense because it's always about risk calculation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have an individual case, every patient is different. Yeah. And there are some tools, some gadgets, what helps us to guide the patient at the end. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So by entering, for example, blood tests, by entering the ECG, by entering the findings in my echo, there are some tools available who will calculate the risk for calcification of the coronary arteries, so like a coronary heart disease. Yeah. And also there are some tools available, they are like equal like a CT scan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they deliver the same result as a CT scan. And with these tools we can like avoid, for example, if we avoid a CT scan, we can avoid radiation. Mm-hmm. And radiation dose overall is something what can harm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So unnecessary examinations, treatments can be reduced. Yeah?
Very good.
So this is something where we use AI already. There is also, we are using AI in the cath lab. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So there are, for example, if we want to see how much calcification inside the vessel is there. So we have some tools to look inside the vessel itself and to calculate how long is the stent needed, mm-hmm. and what will be the result when we stent in this area, for example. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is it enough to stent one, or is there a need to place another stent, and how to prepare the lesion you're treating. And this gives me, as an interventional cardiologist, a lot of guidance as well, mm-hmm. and reassurance that I'm on the correct way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's no robotic who's performing the procedure right mm-hmm. now. Maybe in the future, we don't know. But at the moment, it's like augmenting my performance as a cardiologist, yeah, by like diagnosing the correct mm-hmm. way, and by augmenting my performance in the cath lab.
Very good. Yeah. Is that different from working in Germany, or you have similar techniques mm-hmm. in Germany, or yeah. is it something really advanced that you say, okay, I'm very happy on that note also mm-hmm. to be here in Dubai, because it's also a little bit of advanced technology that I have. How you differentiate that?
I think it's the same as in Germany. Okay. For example, the first tool I explained to you, what by feeding this with laboratory results, mm-hmm. ECG, is invented in Switzerland. So mm-hmm. it is a European product, mm-hmm. yeah, and it's tested in Germany as mm-hmm. well, and it's known in Germany as well. Mm-hmm. So definitely it's something what comes over time only, mm-hmm. yeah, because everyone is searching for AI, and everyone is like uses AI and gets to know that it will support us, mm-hmm. yeah, and it will augment and let us perform better. Yeah? Mm. So I think it's worldwide to use these products, and they are available in Europe as well.
I see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. So if somebody wants to come here to Dubai, mm-hmm. what are the major 3 steps that you would advise mm-hmm. them to do, and 3 things to avoid?
So, three steps that are crucial. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Build. First step is to build up knowledge in European country, like mm-hmm. Because then you will see a lower number of patients mm-hmm. here in Dubai. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is not a place to learn something new. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you need to bring your skills mm-hmm. Because of less patient numbers. You need to know already what you're doing. It's nothing to be invented for new.
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is something built up like a basement in your knowledge mm-hmm. that where you can build on and where you can trust on. So this is number one. What is number two? Be open to treat nearly the whole world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I treat patients from every country on this planet. Yeah.
It's such a good thing.
It's like a melting pot of African, in Middle East. I have like about like 40% Emiratis mm-hmm. in my hospital when I'm treating Europe, America, New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you need to be open-minded. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You need to be open-minded if you want to relocate to Dubai, because this city is like this.
Yes.
It's a melting pot of every nationality, and everyone is respected. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what is the major mm-hmm. benefit? Yeah. What is the third one? Prepare yourself to start from the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't rely on the position you have had before. Yeah, because no one will care about you have been Leitender Oberarzt in Germany before.
Yeah, yeah.
No one will take care. Yeah. So you need to show, and you need to be open to network. You need. I remember, in the first days and weeks when I came over, I was sitting in my office without any patients.
Well, okay.
Yeah. And that's totally different, because when you open up like a cardiology clinic in Germany, I think on the first day there will be 100 patients waiting in front of the door and knocking the door, let us in. Yeah. So it's totally different. But this will build over time. You need to be patient. This will take time, but it will come when there's a lot of like word of mouth.
You are in the desert.
Yes.
And you need much more more water to get your caravan going.
Exactly.
And therefore, you need to have a good network.
Yeah.
And one more last thing to ask is, in Germany, we do not have this kind of marketing around your specification, your doctorhood, your medical career. I mean, we see some of them, but here in Dubai, it is something essential. It's at least something that even ask the HR who is doing your marketing when they are thinking about employing you, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, of course. So when I relocated, I started like building up an Instagram account, LinkedIn and TikTok and so on. Yeah, because before, even you're not using it, but there is no need for it because, you know, in Germany, you have the patients already. Yeah. Here, you need to be seen.
Yes, yeah? You need to be visible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You need to show that you are skilled. You need to show. And I'm doing this with like medical education. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing like short videos, for example, how to take an ECG on your own and what are the steps in cardiovascular risk treatment and so on. So this is something what is totally different to Germany because there was no need, honestly, there was no need to. Sure, there are a lot of like German doctors as well. They have a huge LinkedIn profile and they're sharing like interesting cases and so on, but only for informative reasons. Yeah, but here it's also to gain patients, honestly. Yeah, yeah.
Because to be visible and trusted, actually.
Exactly, to show your skills, to show that you're skillful and to show that you are also interested to share your knowledge. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jan, that we could pick your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Where we can find you on the last note, we're going to put everything in the show note, but just let us know where we find you.
Okay.
And if people wanted to get in contact with you, I think you are open of having a Zoom when we organize it, when people wants to know how it is as a father to be here in Dubai, as a cardiologist and what to do with the salary. There's so many questions that our clients have.
Mm-hmm.
And we are happy to send them to. But let us know where we find you
On
Instagram.
On Instagram and on LinkedIn. LinkedIn, just search for my name. Yeah. So you will find me there. And on Instagram, it's Dubai Heart Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And not that much followers. So you're open to follow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we're going to boost it.
We're going to boost this. Yeah. But you receive a lot of positive feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah, and from different areas. And you're seen. You're visible there. Yeah. So happy for this.
Thank you. Thank you, Jan, for being here and being ambassador of Dubai Dogs Fast Track.
Sure. Thank you, Angela.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.